All right, we're going to begin our round of post-race pressers. We are now joined by the winning crew chief, as well as winning team president from Team Penske, Jonathan Hassler and Michael Nelson. Jonathan, I'll start with you. It was a tumultuous day of ups and downs. Take us just through what kind of strategy moves you had to pull off in order to, you know, get back to the front and ultimately put Ryan in the best position to win today.
Yeah, I think, you know, for us, most of the strategy was to show up and have a fast race car. I mean, I think a lot of the passes that we made, you know, we were able to make on track. You know, obviously at the end of the race, we were a little bit behind the 20. We thought we were probably, you know, equal to those guys on speed. And it was pretty easy for us kind of being behind to choose to, you know, do two tires there. So, yeah, you know, that was our bed was kind of made and fortunate it all worked out.
And Michael, a significant win today for the organization as you complete the IndyCar and NASCAR sweep. Just talk about that from the team perspective on ultimately what that means for such a historic weekend, a historic year for Team Penske.
Yeah, well, as most people know, Roger Penske does this to win races. It's what he loves to do, and to give him something that he hasn't achieved before, to give him race wins, and to be able to do that twice in one weekend with two different series means the world to all of us. And, you know, it was really exciting to be able to pull that off today. I'm very proud of all of our people and, you know, to have both poles and both race wins and to get it done today. It didn't look so good for a while, but these guys had a really fast race car and were able to put together the right strategy at the end and get the car back in position to win the race and execute it.
All right, we'll begin opening up to questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand and we'll do our best to get the microphone to you. We'll start up front here with Jeff and then we'll work our way down to Brian.
Is there anything that Ryan does as a driver in general? I know you can't get into specifics, but that makes him so good here. I mean, I think he has 8 top fives and 9 next-gen races here. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I think it's I think it's a track where you know, there are a lot of different grooves that could come into play. I think when you're, you know, he's really good at being able to make passes when a lot of guys can't, and I think he's really good about, you know, making sure his car will run fast in places that other guys can't, and that gives him clean air and allows him to make a lot of passes.
Go ahead, Brian.
Brian Twining, Bleacher Nation for Best Race Media Group. This is for you, Jonathan. In that last restart right there, did you think that Ryan was going to be able to hold off Christopher Bell, who was on the 4 tires, and he was making passes rather quickly?
Yeah, I didn't, I didn't quite know how it was going to play out. I didn't know who was going to take 2, who was going to take 4. I knew in our position that trying to take 2 was, you know, our best shot at getting a win and getting a good result. I knew that there would be some other guys that did that. When we lined up, you know, he was 7th or 8th. I thought we definitely had a chance. And then, you know, to get that caution that kind of broke that run up and shortened it out, that definitely helped us a good bit.
We'll come to Jenna next.
I think you already answered it. I was going to ask you, if the way November played out factored into your 2-tire decision?
Yeah, it definitely does. You know, we try to study everything that's happened. We try to be, you know, smart about history. And so, yeah, we thought that there would definitely be a lot of guys. And even if you look earlier in the race, there are a lot of guys that successfully did 2. So I thought we'd have a good chance with that.
Any other questions? Oh, we'll go to Noah here.
Noah Reed, Kenny Wallace Media. This one's for the both of you guys. Joseph Newgarden came into the media center yesterday after winning the IndyCar race. And he said, man, the NASCAR guys, they better step it up. How important was it, you know, to keep the bragging rights fair and even this weekend?
Yeah, no, he put the pressure on us. We had an event last night and you know, with our sponsors, all of our drivers, and so he definitely pushed hard on us to try to keep up our end of the bargain, and we would have done the same. So we're just glad that we were able to get it done and bring it home today. And he had a great race yesterday, and it's really great for Team Penske.
Yeah, same thing. You know, I echo what Michael said. It was great, you know, to see those guys do well. It was a really fun race to watch. There was a lot of, you know, I really liked this event. There were a lot of the NASCAR guys and crew members that stayed after and watched the race and really got to experience something firsthand that we don't get the opportunity to see. So great weekend for everybody, fans included. So pretty cool.
All right. Any additional questions for Jonathan or Michael today? We'll take a follow-up or final one from Zach here.
Zach Albert, NASCAR.com. For Jonathan, you guys had a couple issues with loose wheels on pit road. Is that one thing that you guys are going to like study look at this week, and how much does it also say that you guys were able to overcome all that?
Yeah, it definitely says a lot about the speed in our race car. Obviously, it's something that we got to be better at. You know, we're not going to be this fast week in and week out, and we got to clean it up on pit road. I've said it to some other people, you know, we made a change this year on our team, and we knew that we'd probably have some days like this. So it's nothing that's totally unexpected. The team is fully capable. We're going to go back and study, and you know, our motto is to try to get better each and every day, and we'll continue to do that.
I'll take a quick follow with Jeff.
I mean, the ability for you guys to overcome the loose wheels twice and losing the track position, I feel like maybe that doesn't happen at Phoenix 5-6 years ago. Is it the tires and the horsepower that allows you to do that? Obviously, you have a fast car, but before, it seemed like fast cars couldn't even pass here for a while.
Yeah, I think this is a track, like I said before, that has a lot of different grooves. You know, you can run low, you can, you know, run right on the edge of the apron, you can cut down on the apron, you can run the wall, and I think being able to do that is certainly kind of what allows passing with this package and this car.
All right, well, if there are no further questions, Jonathan, Michael, congrats on the win today, and good luck in Vegas next week.